Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Let's go over to the Chicago Cubs, shall we? Left field, a lot of great names on this list. Ben Zobrist, yes. Ian Happ, sure. Moises Alou, very, very close on this one. But look, you got to give it up to the guy. He had the production, and yes, he was a main cog on the 2007-2008 playoff teams. It's Alfonso Soriano. Did Alfonso Soriano live up to his contract? I guess we could debate that. He got pretty dang close. But man, when Soriano went on a heater, that was must-watch television. Every time he was up at the plate, when he was hot, he was probably taking it yard. And I'm going with Alfonso Soriano in left field. In center field, is it PCA right now? I'm kidding. PCA, though, is going to have a run at this money. Because if you look back, a lot of center fielders have come and gone on the north side. And not many have stuck around. Jim Edmonds, Kenny Lofton, Lance Johnson, Brian McCray, Jock Jones, Corey Patterson, Felix P.A., Reed Johnson. The list goes on and on. And he was only here for a short time, but I'm giving this to Dexter Fowler. Dexter Fowler, key cog in what became a World Series team, hits a leadoff home run in Game 7. And as Joe Maddon would famously say, we go as Dexter goes. Played solid defense, really good dude. I know it's a short sample size, but I beg you, audience. Is there a better option? I don't see one. In right field, this one's pretty easy for me. I know Kyle Tucker on the team now. Maybe if he signs a long-term extension, we can change this narrative soon. But look, right field, it's Sammy Sosa. I know it. He was off the team by, what, 2004, 2005. But even still, multiple 60 home run seasons. Hits that game-tying home run. What was it, game one against the Marlins? I mean, it's Sammy. There's not a big debate on that one. So my outfield is left field, Alfonso Soriano, center field, Dexter Fowler, right field, Sammy Sosa. Catching position, it's Wilson Contreras. Offensive production and staying power as well. Wilson Contreras, by far, was the most productive, probably the most talented catcher we've had in the last 25 years. I know we've had the Giovanni Sotos, we've had the Todd Hundleys of the world. We had the Damian Millers, the Miggy Monteros. But no, Wilson Contreras, there was a time, there was a moment where he was a 3-4-5 hitter on some pretty good teams in 17, 18, 19, those Cubs teams. And Wilson, I got to give it to him. He is the catcher of the 21st century for the Chicago Cubs right now. Let's go around the infield, shall we? Third base, ready to do it? Shall we do it? It really comes down to two guys. And no, I'm not talking Matt Shaw right now. And no, I'm not talking John Birdie. It comes down to Aramis Ramirez versus Chris Bryant. Now, Aramis Ramirez did it for longer. And some might say that his production was actually better than Chris Bryant's at times. I mean, there were some seasons when he drove in 120 runs and hit 38 bombs. Aramis Ramirez at times was incredibly clutch. But I'm giving this one to Chris Bryant. Sorry, folks. Chris Bryant won a Rookie of the Year, won the MVP, had some huge hits in the playoffs and into the World Series. And I will never forget, too, when we all talk about how heads up Albert Almora was tagging from first base to get to second base to set up Zobrist' game-winning hit in the 10th inning for the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series. Chris Bryant almost went yard on that play. That went right to the wall. Imagine if that ball went over the fence and Chris Bryant hits the game-winning home run to win the World Series after being the MVP and after being the Rookie of the Year. Even in 17 and 18, he put together good seasons. Chris Bryant, for me, is the best player at third base for the Chicago Cubs of the last 25 years. And I'm giving the edge over Aramis. It's a debatable thing, and I'd be happy to have that debate with somebody, but I'm giving it to Chris Bryant on this one. So third base, we're going there. Shortstop, again, really tough. No way am I giving this to Addison Russell. You can get that out of your head. Ryan Terrio had a bunch of really good years, but if you look at it again, I'm giving this one to Javi Baez solely because he finished second in MVP voting playing shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. Javi was electric. He was a fan favorite. Everyone loved him. I have to give him that. So if you look at it, from the White Sox perspective, there's some guys from the World Series team that are making it into my picks. But honestly, when you look at the Cubs team, a lot of these dudes ended up being on that 2016 team. I got Fowler, Wilson Contreras, Javi Baez, and Chris Bryant all on this team right now. At second base, again, this one was actually perhaps the toughest one. You can give me your Mark Bellhorns. You can give me your Ryan Terrios, your Mike Fontenots, your Mark Grunzelonics, your Todd Walkers. Todd Walker got incredibly close, people. Todd Walker had 3 or 4 years where he put together some nice offensive production on some teams, on some Cubs teams that scored some runs. And again, we could have this debate about, is Nico Hoerner right now the best Chicago Cubs second baseman of the 21st century? But I'm going to give this to Mark DeRosa for right now. Mark DeRosa, if you remember, 2007, 2008, 20-ish bombs, drove in about 85, 90 runs, hit 280, 290, was a key offensive cog and incredibly clutch on a team that could score some runs in that time. The only problem is when they got to the playoffs, they faced Brandon Webb on the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'd get shut down, their offense would disappear, and then was quick playoff exits. But Mark DeRosa is my second baseman for the Chicago Cubs. And at first base, I think this one's actually pretty easy. I know Derek Lee had probably the best season, one of the best seasons offensively of the 21st century for the Chicago Cubs outside of Sammy Sosa. But this one goes to Rizzo. 4 straight years, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs, huge fan favorite, veteran presence, one of the captains on the team. Easy, easy call, in my opinion, to pick Anthony Rizzo for this team. So let's go around the horn again. Left field, Alfonso Soriano. Center field, Dexter Fowler. Right field, Sammy Sosa. At the catching position, Wilson Contreras. Third base, Chris Bryant. Shortstop, Javi Baez. Second base, Mark DeRosa. First base, Anthony Rizzo. The closer was insane. And honestly, I don't even think I have a right answer for the closer on this one. I'm probably going to go Carlos Marmol with a close second for Hector Rondon. But if you look at the last 25 years, we are long from the days of Randy Myers and Rod Beck in the 90s. I mean, here's the list of most saves I see in the 21st century. In 2017, Wade Davis had 32 saves. Joe Borowski had 33 saves in 2003. Ryan Dempster, 33 saves in 2005. Kevin Gregg, 33 saves on a terrible Cubs team in 2013. Kerry Wood, just for one season in 2008, 34 saves, had a great year. 38 saves for Carlos Marmol in 2010. And then, of course, where it got close was Hector Rondon. Also had a good run at it, too, as well. And I'm not putting Aroldis Chapman on this list because he was only in the team for 3 months. I get it. He was the closer for the World Series team. You can debate me on that. But only being on the team for 3 months, I just can't put him on the quarter century team. I just can't do it. At starting pitcher, tell me if you like this list. I got Kerry Wood on here. 20 strikeout game. Well, granted, it happened in 98, but still put together a lot of strong years as a starter there. Jake Arrieta, Cy Young. John Lester, John Big Game Lester. Carlos Zambrano's got to be on this list for me. And then finally, you can debate me on this. I'm going Kyle Hendricks, the slight edge over Mark Pryor. Mark Pryor had the talent, but outside of 2003, the numbers just aren't there. The performance just isn't there. Kyle Hendricks had multiple years of winning 10-plus games, was huge in big moments, pitched 5 shutout innings in Game 7, pitched in the pennant-winning game. I mean, the dude's got pedigree there. And I know I don't want to give credit every single time to when someone does something in the playoffs, but in this particular situation, I think the tiebreaker on this one over Mark Pryor and Kyle Hendricks, I think it's the playoff stuff. So the professor is my 5th starter for the 21st Century Cubs team. That's going to do it here. I got to get out of here. It's Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. You're listening to WLS AM 890. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the listen. We're here every single Saturday, so make sure you tune in. Follow me on socials if you want to, at Joey Sports Guy, or look us up on YouTube, Sports Talk Chicago. Have a wonderful weekend, Chicago. I will talk to you next week.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.